Believe it or not, these are kind of lighter.
Lighter.
Shortcut to light wood.
I see.
That's the kind of wood I'm thinking of associated with that inflammable tar, which is a preservative, you know. It's a highly inflammable thing.
Did you ever hear that called fat pine or fat wood?
Fat, yes, I have fat.
How about a place that is used for hanging clothes? If it's an extra little room that you have in the house, what is that?
Well, it might be several things. It might be a porch. It might be a child's playroom.
But used for hanging clothes.
Playroom?
Well, you've got a bar and hangers where you keep your clothes. What is that called?
You may have to suggest it to me.
A closet?
You may have to go down and down and closet. Oh, yeah, closet.
Closet?
Totally closet.
Did you ever use, did you ever have a piece of furniture that you could move around that held the clothes? A chipper robe or wardrobe?
Yeah, chipper robe, high tub, high boy.
High boy?
High boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a chipper robe?
Chipper robe.
Did you ever use wardrobe?
Wardrobe, yes.
Uh-huh.
That wardrobe, I said, applied to whole pieces, long pieces, you know, like a man's overcoat.
Yes.
You got to make it for folding up the underwear and socks and handkerchiefs.
Which one was that?
That's the high boy.
The high boy?
The chest of drawers.
Uh-huh. And pieces of wood along the outside of a house, the outside wall of a house, how do you describe those?
Weatherboarding?
Weatherboarding? Is that what you have on your house there?
Yes.
That's weatherboarding.
There's one a solid board in behind that, and it's covered with hard paper. They call that the storm sheeting, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But as you see there is the weatherboarding.
Uh-huh. You say that's clapboard? Clapboard? Did we hear that term?
Yes, I heard that, but I'm not sure I could define it.
You never use it?
It's not
used.
More or less, we supply building material among carpenters, buildings, and things like that.
And the covered area where the white chairs are in your house, what do you call that?
Porch or veranda.
Veranda. Did you ever hear that called a piazza?
Piazza, yes.
What was it?
That was the old name for it.
Is there a difference in the size?
No, so the same purpose.
Same thing.
The only thing I know was it was called a piazza back in the days when they didn't have any screen wire to keep the mosquitoes and gnats and flies out, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just an open porch.
Uh-huh.
And they call it a piazza.
And suppose it's just you have a small roof over a door and a little platform. What do you call that?
Roof over the door?
Yeah, just not exactly, not a porch, but just a roof, little thing over a door to protect it.
Stoop.
Yeah. And on the farm, what's the small fenced area near the barn where the cows are enclosed before you milk them?
That barnyard.
Uh-huh. And you've seen fences made of rocks. What do you call them?
Fences?
Fences made of rocks.
Stone
fence?
Stone fence.
Uh-huh. And in the old days, you used to carry water and milk in a large wooden something about this deep, about this wide, with a handle.
Tub?
What's smaller than a tub? Used to
carry... Pail bucket?
Pail bucket?
Pail.
Pail or bucket or which?
Pail.
A wooden...
Tub with a handle is pail bucket. All the same thing.
You'd say a wooden...
Wooden pail.
And a metal or tin...
Metal pail. Pail bucket.
Tin pail, or tin bucket?
Tin pail, or tub.
Uh-huh.